America Show.
And welcome one and all to the Talk Show America Show. JR here with you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We certainly appreciate it very much indeed, folks. Just so much to talk about, folks, here on this, the 20th of April. It's Wednesday, and I say every show, folks, it goes on and on and on, and where it stops, nobody knows. It just keeps going on in the Obama nation. Much to talk about, and unfortunately, as I said during the weekly show, sometimes very little time to get it done. But we wanted to talk about a few things today, folks, and one of the things that we wanted to start out with here on the Talk Show America show largely is Obama is now in campaign mode, as you know, because, you know, he's running again in 2012, unfortunately, or at least that's what it appears. And he's gone into campaign mode, and this, unfortunately, this budget process and the way it's going right now seems to have lent him that time area to do this. Just phenomenal, folks, and how it happened, but it's almost like it was planned. But I'm not going to say that per se, but you never know. One of the things, folks, that is a problem for Obama right now, though, also is that according to the latest Gallup poll, folks, Obama has hit rock bottom in the latest poll. According to the latest Gallup poll, just 41% of Americans approve of Obama's job performance as president. As the poll points out, Obama is now as unpopular as he's ever been in any stage of his presidency. President Obama is now as unpopular as he's ever been at any time since he became president. He faces difficult challenges ahead in trying to improve the economy and get the federal budget deficit under control, and must do so with Republicans in control of the House. His ability to navigate these challenges will help determine whether he will be elected to a second term as president. Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, and Bill Clinton all were similarly unpopular at this stage in their presidencies, but the last two were able to turn things around to win a second term in office. Well, folks, that's true, so we really can't go necessarily by the polls only, and we've said this quite a few times, excuse me. And the latest Gallup poll results, though, are even much worse than the most recent Quinnipiac poll, university poll that was released at the end of March, which had Obama at just 42% approval rating at 1%. But so it seems like that's about where he's staying, folks, in the polls. And if something doesn't improve in the economy, I think that it's going to be a problem for Mr. Obama. But the other problem that we have is who is the viable candidate from the Republican Party that's going to take him on, and that's a problem that we have anyway. Even at this rate, folks, of a 41% approval rating, which if this was George Bush, they would have been telling how unpopular he is and how horrible it is that his numbers have not risen, blah, 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 and down the line, an indication of his leadership. You know, you would have heard all the rhetoric. The bottom line is this, folks. Even at this low rate on the poll here, unless the Republicans come up with someone that can do the job here, he's going to get reelected with these low numbers. I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to happen, and it's sad to say. Looking at the field of possible candidates for the Republican Party, Sarah Palin, Michelle Bachmann, Newt Gingrich, Mitt Romney, Tim Pawlenty, Donald Trump. I mean, you have to include him in it now because he's talking about it, folks. Right now, the only solid person I see that at least has some solid numbers that stay about the same and puts him in the leading of the pack is Mitt Romney. And Mitt Romney's a good guy, folks. Absolutely, as far as economy goes, probably would do a halfway decent job. But there are problems that Mitt Romney's going to have. And this is going to create a problem for us, first of all and foremost, and for most Tea Party movement members and for most Republicans, the problem is Romneycare in Massachusetts, which was the first, which was basically the boilerplate for Obamacare to some extent. Not quite. Romneycare is a little bit different and a little bit more fair, but the bottom line is it still was the basic template that was used to construct Obamacare. That's going to be a big problem for Mitt Romney. It is. And it is, I don't see how he's going to get around it. I just don't. Furthermore, problems for Mitt Romney on Romneycare in Massachusetts is that it's not working. It's something like 40 or 50 million in the red. So it's costing the state big money. So I mean that's all going to come out, especially if obviously he becomes a viable contender for the Republican nomination as a presidential candidate. You know that's going to come out first of all, and if he makes it through that process, you're going to hear more of it after that, no doubt about that. And obviously they're going to tie this in with Obamacare and basically say that Romney's done the same thing. He did it first. So Mitt Romney, I like him. I think economically he could do a great world of good for us because he's a great businessman. He knows what he's doing. He actually, when he left the state, left a surplus. Of course, that wasn't going to last long with the Romney care coming into focus. But regardless of that fact, he made some hard cuts in a lot of places. Why he ever instituted the Massachusetts health care that we have here, basically, which is you have to have health care or else you get fined on your taxes, is beyond me, but he did. So I think that's going to be a problem for him. The other problem is, and I don't want to bring religion into it, folks, but I have to because it's a fact, and it's not that I have any problem with Mr. Romney's religion. I don't. Like I said, he's a good guy. He's a Mormon, and the bottom line is that's going to create a problem. Because people are going to bring up, things about the Mormon religion and, the two wives, blah, 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 on down the line. You're going to hear all this. There's no doubt about that at all. It's going to be brought up, and it's going to be pushed forward. So Mitt Romney, as a viable candidate, he'd be a strong candidate. There's no doubt about it, considering. But those are the things that I think are going to tear Mitt Romney down completely. And that's what we have to take a look at. That's what we have to take a look at when we're talking about candidates. We need to get a candidate who we believe can beat Barack Obama. And I just don't believe Mitt Romney can do it, largely because of Romneycare, and secondly because of his religious his religion, which I mean it shouldn't matter, but it will. You can say what you want, folks, but it will. A lot of Christians aren't going to want to vote for him because he's a Mormon. Say what you will, but it's part of the deal. We have not gotten that far yet in this country where we can say we don't care what religion this person is. Look at all the rhetoric that came up when people were believing, they still have a right to believe, as far as I'm concerned, that Barack Obama was basically a Muslim, that he was raised in the Muslim faith. This caused, now he got elected, but it caused a lot of problems for him. It still does today. And unfortunately, he's not doing anything to get you to shy away from that when you see some of the things that go on. But regardless of the fact, it came up. We're not quite ready in this country to go that far completely. I mean, it was never proved, and he said he was a Christian, and, on down the line, so he kind of got in there. But it certainly was an issue. And it will be an issue for Romney. There's no doubt about it. And of course, the big issue will be Romney care. So, I mean, Newt Gingrich, smart man. I love Speaker Newt Gingrich. I wish he could be President of the United States. Will not happen, folks. First of all, his past is going to come back to haunt him, especially with his wife and what happened there when his wife was sick and he divorced her. And things. They're going to harp on that. It's just not going to be good. So I believe that Newt is basically out as a presidential candidate. I mean, he's a smart man, and anybody that becomes president in the Republican Party should want this man on their cabinet because the man knows what he's talking about. The man knows what he's doing. I just don't see him overcoming that. I don't. And, you know, and folks, I mean, I and a lot of my Republican friends and even political friends, gee, you know, how can you say that? You know, and Newt's a great guy. He is. He's a great guy, folks, and he's a smart guy. And, you know, I have blogs on Newt's site. He's smart. But it's just for as far as a presidential candidate goes, folks, I don't know. Again, there's just too much baggage from the past. And that's one of the biggest problems that you're going to see with Newt, unfortunately. And I think that's going to hurt him largely than anything else. He's having the trouble raising money now, folks. You know, he's not doing well at that. So, you know, that should be an indication about just about where he's going. And that's what you got to look at besides. We can't just decide, hey, no, it doesn't really matter. You know, those things won't matter. Well, they will, folks. They will, unfortunately. That's just the way it is. He's not Bill Clinton, who could probably get away with just about anything in this country and get reelected if he could run again. He's just not. And unfortunately, the public is not as forgiving of the Republicans and their transgressions as they are for the Democrats and their transgressions. And that's a fact of life also, whether we want to believe it or not. It's just that true. Republicans, us, we... you know, we care deeply about our candidate and how they feel and what they do, and we're quick to punish them when they do something wrong. We are, which we should be. I'm not criticizing that whatsoever. However, Democrats are a little bit different, folks. Most of them don't really care. So if their candidate makes some type of transgression, it doesn't really even matter. Us, on the other hand, our party, if one of our candidates makes a transgression, we basically want them out of there, and basically we want to have nothing to do with them anymore. And it's as simple as that, and that's the way it should be. I'm not saying that's not what we should do. I agree with that. So, unfortunately for Newt, that transgression is going to be a problem, and I think it's going to cause... There's a couple other things, too, I think will cause him problems. So I just don't see him as a strong candidate. You know, I see him... I mean, he'll probably be one of the stronger ones, but I just don't see him making it that far. You know, right now, Sarah Palin, as you know, Sarah Palin is toxic no matter which way you look at it. She's popular with the Tea Party movement. I like Sarah. She's a great gal. She's smart, too. She's another one that's very smart. But Sarah Palin did a lot of damage to herself, along with the McCain campaign not helping her, in 2008. And that is going to be tough to get over because they're going to arm all of their campaigns with that information again. You know, you'll hear all that dredged all back up again. You know, the old Cork interviews, the interview with Charlie Gibson, all of that's going to come up again, folks, and all of that's going to come to surface. All this, you know, the gaffes she may have made and things of this nature, that's all going to come up. So is she a strong, you know, I mean, she may be look strong on paper, but she's not a viable candidate for the presidency. I said that before. I'll say it again. I thought she would have made a good vice presidential candidate so she could learn and move on to that. And that's certainly a possibility. But Sarah Palin, a lot of baggage there, too. And that's what we have to worry about as well. Michelle Bachmann. Michelle Bachmann is great. A great person. Smart. I think Michelle Bachmann, though, would be a better vice presidential candidate than a presidential candidate. I think she could be the woman on the ticket because she is very, very articulate and very smart. And she's not afraid to say what she has to say. So I don't think she would make a good presidential candidate. I think she needs to gain a little bit more leadership skills. But as a vice presidential candidate, I think she would be a top-notch pick. As much as, you know, there's many people that don't like her. And unfortunately, because she's attached to the Tea Party movement, folks, not the Tea Party. Remember, in the mainstream news media keeps trying to make the Tea Party sound like a political party. It's not. I don't think that hurts her that much. I think she's a likable person, and I think she's smart and articulate, and it's shown. I just don't think she's ready to be the president of the United States yet, but that's something that could come about. One candidate I forgot to mention, I'll throw him in while I'm thinking about him, Alan West, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. Great guy, smart man, articulate, sticks to his guns. All of these things are great leadership qualities. Problem is, he just got into the Senate, folks. I mean, we have to realize he just got into Congress. We have to give him some time to mature. He needs some experience. And then I would say to you, yes, in a couple more years, absolutely. Could we consider him as a viable presidential candidate? Absolutely. In about 4 years, yes. The next presidential election, absolutely. I think he would be a viable candidate, and he has some experience. Certainly has some good views on foreign policy. He's a veteran, served his country. Definitely the type of person that you would want leading our military as commander-in-chief, definitely. But his experience still needs to be molded a little bit more and gain that experience, and I think then he would be a great, great candidate for the presidency or vice presidency for that matter. But I think he needs a little bit more experience. So we'll wait to see what happens there. I mean, that's certainly something that could be looked at. Tim Pawlenty absolutely would be a great candidate for the presidency. Hopefully, maybe he has a shot at getting in there. But there are some things in Pawlenty's background that have to be looked at as well. And all these issues are going to come up, folks. He sits on them, they'll be brought up by even our own party. The Tea Party movement is not going to sit back and let someone hijack this election. It's just not going to happen. All right, folks, we'll be back. We'll have a little bit more analysis on this and talk about some other issues in a moment here on the Talk Show America show. So don't go away.
Medcare Diabetic.
Hello, I'm a diabetic with insurance.
Medcare Diabetic is offering diabetics at no cost a multilingual talking pain-free test meter. Call, qualify, and receive as a bonus a blood pressure monitor absolutely free. If you have Medicare or insurance, Medcare Diabetic may send both your monitors and test supplies directly to your home at no cost. Insulin and syringes are available as well. Copay and deductibles may apply. Call 800-993-0617. That's 800-993-0617.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
We hadn't talked, wanted to touch, or felt close in years, but Marriage Fitness turned our marriage around. Thank you so much, Mort.
Counseling was just a weekly blame fest. It drained us emotionally and financially. Marriage Fitness is totally different. This program actually works.
Hello, I'm Mort Fertel, creator of Marriage Fitness, the revolutionary, clinically proven program that will save your marriage. This is not marriage counseling. You won't have to dig into your past or dredge up your problems. Instead, you'll use a step-by-step system of positive relationship habits that will transform your marriage.
My husband wanted out and wouldn't go for help. I started Marriage Fitness alone. Now he wants back in. We're doing the program together.
Subscribe to Mort's free Marriage Fitness email service today at marriage12.com. You'll also receive his free report, 7 Secrets for Fixing Your Marriage, plus 5 free marriage assessments.
That's marriage12.com.
To turn your marriage around, visit marriage12.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Talk Show America Show. JR here with you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We certainly appreciate it very much indeed. Back to what we were talking about, if the Republican Party does not come up with a standout candidate, folks, in a few months here, we're going to be up the creek without a paddle. I mean, Barack Obama's going to walk back in the door, and that's not what we want, that's for sure. We're going to have to come up with someone. And right now, I'm telling you, the problem is that a lot of these candidates are not even that well recepted by the Tea Party movement, which is something else we have to look at. And whether the Republican Party wants to do this or not, folks, they are going to have to start realizing that the Tea Party is a movement, is a viable movement, and that many in the Republican Party agree with their values. Because they are part of the Republican Party, and I mean, as far as the members are. This is what has to happen. They have to listen a little bit more, and they have started listening, and I think that, you know, you'll see over the months that's going to happen. But I'd like to see someone come forth, someone they can put forth that's going to be a star, that shines above everything else, and it's not Donald Trump, folks, either. You know, he's a funny guy, he's a great guy, he's very, very put to the point and blunt. But the bottom line is this, folks, Donald Trump, he makes a lot of good points. He makes a lot of noise. He's doing a lot of good for us right now as far as attacking issues that need to be attacked, one of them being the birth certificate issue. Whether anybody wants to think that's an issue or not, it certainly is, and we'll talk about that in a minute as I'm dovetailing this in, as you know. At this point in time, it's an issue that Donald Trump brought up and is not afraid to bring it to the forefront, largely because he has the money to be able to do it, folks. And who's really going to go against him? Obama and his millions going against Donald Trump and his millions, I think that's a no-brainer. I think Donald Trump will win hands down. As he probably could buy and sell Barack Obama. But the bottom line is, folks, the money behind Obama obviously could be a problem, and many people think that's George Soros. So there would be two big millionaire moguls. It would probably be billionaire moguls now against each other, but it would be interesting to see. But Donald Trump also has a big past with the Democrats. He wasn't a pro-Bush supporter, that's for sure. I mean, not that you have to be, but I mean, certainly he was a critic of Bush. And he has his past also. Now, could he have seen the light? Could he have seen the way this country's going? He doesn't want to see it to go that way. Sure. No doubt in my mind about that whatsoever. And, this is what's happened to a lot of people. A lot of people have seen what Barack Obama is all about and what has come out of this Obama nation, and they have had it. There are a lot of people, more than just Donald Trump, crossing over the fence. There's no doubt about that at all either. So if it's truly what Donald Trump has done, is Donald Trump has crossed over and decided that, listen, these people's way of doing things over there is just crazy. At least these people over here have some sense of sanity. Then I applaud it and I welcome him. And use your money, Don, to bolster up candidates who can win. Do I think Donald Trump can win? No, I don't. At least not at this point, folks. I mean, certainly he has. He has some. He's got some political. Political strength behind him now because of some of the things he's been saying, which are issues that the Tea Party movement people believe should be addressed. And of course the birth, I don't like to call people that, folks, because someone asking a question about the birth certificate of Barack Hussein Obama, they call him birthers because they want to label him as nuts. They're not nuts, folks. They're asking a question. And if the president had answered this question long ago by supplying the long-form birth certificate and getting it over with in the first place instead of sealing records, signing executive orders so you can't get records of his college transcripts or not, and calling his administration transparent is ridiculous. The bottom line is, folks, the American people have every single right to know who Barack Obama is where he came from, period, if he is going to be president of the United States. And that goes for anyone that is running for the office of the president of the United States. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's a Republican. I don't care if it's an independent. I don't care if it's a Democrat. I don't care who it is. Now, we just had, recently, the Arizona legislature passed they call it the Bertha bill, folks. I mean, the media is going crazy with this Bertha crap because they know that it kind of labels people as wacky if they get that on them. Well, the bottom line is, folks, it's not a Bertha bill. It's a bill that says that anyone that runs for the presidency of the United States, in order to campaign in Arizona, in order to be able to be listed as a candidate in Arizona, you have to produce a birth certificate that says you were born in the United States and that you are a natural-born citizen of the United States, as the Constitution requires. Now, there's nothing wrong with that as far as I'm concerned, because that doesn't talk about just Barack Obama. That talks about anyone who decides they're going to become a candidate for the presidency of the United States, that you are required in this state to produce a valid, long-form birth certificate that says you were born here, that says you are a citizen of the United States, that says you were born of parents of U.S. citizenship to meet the natural born clause of the Constitution. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but we got people calling, basically, birth is nuts. That's what they're saying, because someone actually demands that the constitutional requirement be met. I mean, this is how bad things have gotten in this country. When we require laws to be enforced, immigration laws, we're going down the pike here. When we require the Constitution, to be enforced, the provisions of it, you're labeled as a nut. That's what it's come down to here in this country, folks. That's what our country has turned into under Barack Hussein Obama. If you dare ask, Mr. Obama, can you give us something that says you were born in the United States and that you're a natural-born citizen of the United States? And folks, there's nothing wrong with that. It's our right. We're the voters of this country. We are the people who put the president in there. We are electing this man to be the leader of the free world, not only of the United States, but basically of the free world. We have a right to know who he is, where he came from, as far as his educational records go and things of that nature. We have a right to know those things. And yet, there's little that is really known about Barack Obama, except for what has been put out there by his people. And when we come up with issues that raise their ugly head, that's rumors, JR, that's speculation, oh, that's just crazy, that's conspiracy talk. Really? Well, if Barack Obama would be transparent about all his records and everything, maybe we could say the same thing. Maybe we could say that's right. You're right, absolutely. We have documentation here that says that isn't so. But guess what, folks? We don't. And so, therefore, the logical conclusion of anyone that has common sense is something is not right here. Something is being hidden. For what reason? Now, could Barack Obama have been born in Hawaii as people state? Absolutely. Absolutely he could. But there's been no formal proof of that, folks, except for that Kolb, Certificate of Live Birth, which basically anyone could get that says they were born, period. The people have a right to know. And as far as I'm concerned, that's the way it goes. Now, the Arizona governor, folks, in a surprise move, as far as I'm concerned, vetoed this bill. And then you got John McCain, the senator from Arizona, sitting there saying, hey, I'm applauding the fact that she vetoed it. Now, according to her, she vetoed it because it gave the Secretary of State some type of power. I didn't get a chance to read it all, but come on, folks. She was Secretary of State herself. Please, give me a break. And if that was the case, she should have said, I'm vetoing this, but this is why. And saying, go bring it back to the legislature, change this to something that I can deal with, and we'll bring it back to me and I'll sign it. You didn't hear any of that yet. I mean, eventually you might, but I mean, of course, you know what happened with the mainstream news media. They saw this and they ran off with it like a bass on a lure, folks. Whew, they're gone. Hey, look at the Arizona governor is vetoing the Bertha bill. She thinks they're nuts too. That's basically the message that they were sending. Whether you want to believe it or not, that's what it said. Arizona governor vetoes Bertha bill. That was the story, basically that came out on that. And it just was, it's crazy, and you sit there and you say, okay, this doesn't make any sense. And all the bill is saying is that anyone It doesn't say Barack Obama had to produce his birth certificate now. He's already in there. And basically, folks, you're not going to get him out before before the time comes. So this issue is almost a moot point now, except for 2012, when it is time for Barack Obama to campaign, you know, to put in his candidate, to place his candidacy in motion again as you know, for a candidate as a president of the United States. He would have to now, if this bill had gone through, produce a valid long-form birth certificate to do so. And it's a kick in the teeth that it was vetoed. And I hope that it gets put forth again and it gets signed. Because I think, unfortunately, for Governor Brewer, she's going to run into some problems here with a lot of people who are going to be angry that this bill was not signed into law. There's no doubt in my mind about it whatsoever. We'll have to wait and see, folks. We will. I mean, it's going to take some time to find out exactly what happens, but it's amazing that it got vetoed. I was in shock. I was in shock completely, because it does not talk about Barack Obama, you know, having to produce his birth certificate. It talks about any candidate. There are other states considering this, including it's not a state considering it right now, but Louisiana Governor Bob Jindal has said that if Louisiana comes up with this law, he will sign it. And it needs to start happening, folks. This is the only way we can assure that this gets done. All right, we're running a little bit past our break here. We'll be right back, folks, here on the Talk Show America Show. So don't go away, because we'll return in a moment.
We hadn't talked, wanted to touch, or felt close in years, but Marriage Fitness turned our marriage around. Thank you so much, Mort.
Counseling was just a weekly blame fest. It drained us emotionally and financially. Marriage Fitness is totally different. This program actually works.
Hello, I'm Mort Fertel, creator of Marriage Fitness, the revolutionary, clinically proven program that will save your marriage. This is not marriage counseling. You won't have to dig into your past or dredge up your problems. Instead, you'll use a step-by-step system of positive relationship habits that will transform your marriage.
My husband wanted out and wouldn't go for help. I started Marriage Fitness alone. Now he wants back in. We're doing the program together.
Subscribe to Mort's free Marriage Fitness email service today at marriage12.com. You'll also receive his free report, 7 Secrets for Fixing Your Marriage, plus 5 free marriage assessments. That's marriage12.com. To turn your marriage around, visit marriage12.com.
Medcare Diabetic.
Hello, I'm a diabetic with insurance.
Medcare Diabetic is offering diabetics at no cost a multilingual talking, pain-free test meter. Call, qualify, and receive as a bonus a blood pressure monitor absolutely free. If you have Medicare or insurance, Medcare Diabetic may send both your monitors and test supplies directly to your home at no cost. Insulin and syringes are available as well. Copay and deductibles may apply. Call 800-993-0617. That's 800-993-0617.
Hey folks, JR here from Talk Show America. Print up free discount coupons that can be redeemed at your local store, and check out some great talk shows at the same time at phoenixbroadcastingtalk.net.
So here's to all the soldiers who fight for you and me, because you wear that uniform, America is free. There is a flag flying so proud, the red, white, and blue, and I can live my life in peace, thanks to you. So here's to all the soldiers who fight for you and me, because you wear that uniform, America is free. Because you keep us safe from harm, America is free.
You're listening to the Talk Show America Show.
And yes, you are, folks. And JR here, back with you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We certainly appreciate it. Very much indeed here on the Talk Show America Show, folks. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I don't know if it's me. Well, it's not me. I know it's everybody. It's just crazier every day. I mean, when I saw that Governor Brewer vetoed what the media calls the Bertha bill, basically that says, hey, you know, you have to prove that you're a citizen of the United States, and for the presidency, obviously, a natural-born citizen of the United States before you can, apply for running as a candidate in Arizona. And basically, it got shot down. I couldn't believe it. I was like, I'm saying, what's going on? I mean, this is something that I thought that Governor Brewer would certainly, certainly back. And listen, again, I don't understand why governors won't back the bill and sign it, because the bottom line is it doesn't talk about just Barack Obama. But see, that's the problem here. I've just really had it. It's got nothing to do with Barack Obama anymore per se. Okay, because the bottom line is he's there, and like I said, unfortunately, there's little that we're going to be able to do to remove him at this point in time, folks, because no one's going to take this issue on to the point where it's going to be called for the impeachment or the actual removal of Barack Obama as president, because he is not or does not meet the qualifications. Now, I'm not saying that he doesn't, folks. I'm merely saying that there is plenty of information out there to lead one to reasonably suspect that there is something in Barack Obama's background that he does not want people to know. And the bottom line is, folks, it could be that he wasn't born here. It could be, we know that his father was never a citizen of the United States. That could be a problem. It could be that Barack Obama's father is not who he says he is. That might be another problem, although I don't know why that would be a worse problem because if Barack Obama's father was a citizen of the United States as well as his mother, then it doesn't matter anyway. The bottom line is I don't care if he was an axe murderer or he was Charles Manson. The bottom line is he fits the qualifications of being a... yes, I know I said that, but of being natural-born citizen then. If his father was a citizen of the United States as well, no matter who he is or who he was. So I don't know. And, of course, there are some people who say it's because it lists his religion as Muslim. And that could be. But, folks, that, again, is not enough to disqualify him as a viable candidate for the presidency of the United States. He would fit the requirements. It doesn't say he can't be a Muslim. I just don't think that it would have been enough. I think he would have come out with it and said, I was a Muslim. I converted to Christianity. That's great. No big deal, folks. No one's going to worry about it. I mean, he meets the criteria. But the problem is, that because they have left all these open ends, because they have fought so vehemently to stop this from becoming public record, and they call it, well, it's a matter of privacy, JR. When you run for president of the United States, folks, as far as I'm concerned, for the leader of the free nation, you no longer have any privacy as far as those records go. It's as simple as that. I think we need to look into the medical records to make sure that this man is mentally qualified. I mean, he doesn't have any, challenges mentally. How about his health? I mean, if this guy's on, ready to kick the bucket any time, well, is this somebody you really want to put into the White House? That's an issue that has to kind of, to come forward, at least so the American people know. His background. As far as education goes, certainly we want to know that the president of the United States has an educational background that allows him to lead the country. If he's a kindergarten dropout, I mean, do we want this guy leading the country? And what do we have gotten out of this, folks? Because everyone was afraid to force this issue, except for a very few brave people, and some of them are in jail because of it now. What we've gotten out of this, folks, is basically what we deserve. For those of you who voted for Barack Obama, and now you're saying I should have never voted for this guy, this is what you got. This is why it went out. And so knowing someone's background, at least to a point where we can confidently say, hey, this guy will be okay. We need to know these things. We need to know what school he went to. We need to know, you know, how well he did in that school. You know, we need to know, you know, his background as far as, you know, any mental, you know, problems, any problems with his mental condition. You know, folks, I'm not trying to make light of, you know, or you know, cause any problems here for people. But the bottom line is, this is the leader of the free nation. This is a man who has nuclear launch codes. Or the button to shoot him, the command to give him, to launch him. We need to know that this man is stable. And yet, when this campaign was run, you know, this last election was run, it was like, well, you don't have a right to know this, and you don't have a right to know that, and you really shouldn't have to know this, and why should anybody have to do that? I couldn't believe it when I was listening to from people. That basically, oh yeah, well, we can accept this guy the way he is, and that's just the way it goes. And he was a community organizer, and you know, I mean, we even showed that he had ties to Bill Ayers, still does, and other people such as this, a known terrorist sympathizer, and yet he walked right in the door. It's and now we have what we have, and now I know I talked to a lot of people, even liberals, folks. Even people who don't agree with us have said they wished they never voted for Barack Obama because he didn't do what he said he was going to do. He hasn't done any of it. He hasn't even tried to do it. As a matter of fact, he's basically, some of them have told me, he's basically following George Bush's policies. You know, I can tell you, I can assure you folks that he's not, he may be following some of them, but he doesn't follow all of them, that's for sure. George Bush was a much more, you know, sincere man in his efforts to do things, and certainly sincere, even if he failed, in trying to do what he thought would better the United States. I think this man's mission is basically, in my opinion, to downgrade us, and so far it's working. You know, speaking of downgrading, folks, did you see that the S&P, Standard & Poor's, has lowered the credit rating of the United States? Now, it's no longer AAA plus, it's AAA negative. And some people, Jay, so what? Folks, I'm telling you, this is as a result of things that are going on in this economy, and we're going to have to keep an eye on this. You know, when our economy rating, our credit rating starts getting you know, compromised by what's going on in the economy in this country, we have got to start waking up before we run into a big problem. Now, this talks about the debt ceiling and whether it should be raised or not, you know, blah, 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 and down the line. Folks, you know, a lot of criticism right now by the Democrats saying, oh, the debt, if we don't raise the debt ceiling, the S&P, credit rating is going to drop more, things of this nature. Folks, if we raise the debt ceiling, I think our credit rating is going to go down more because we're going to be borrowing more money once we raise the debt ceiling. This is what people don't understand. Now, I'm not an economist, so I can only explain this in simple terms. You know, so, I mean, and this is what I do. You know, I try to bring the complicated issues, what everybody wants to make you think is complicated, down to a more understandable, you know, factoid. In this case, just think about your credit cards, for example. If your household, you know, so let's just say your household's got limited income, you know, right now. Maybe you don't have any more overtime coming in or anything on your job, and suddenly now your income is limited. Now you've been living at this standard, folks, because you've been getting all kinds of overtime before the economy tanked, and maybe all kinds of perks and everything else. Suddenly that disappears, and you've been relying on that income. Suddenly, that disappears now, and your income is limited. You can only get so much now. Now you start paying for things with your credit card because why? Because you cannot afford to pay to pay the bills because your income is limited. So you're using the credit card to be able to get past this little, maybe you're going to consider it's a little blurb. Now, your credit cards are 18, 20, 20%, depending upon who you have them with, unless you're lucky to have one of the lower interest rates. How long do you think it's going to be before you're not going to be able to borrow any more money, and you're going to be in such debt that you'll have to go bankrupt because there's no other way that you're going to be able to survive? Well, that's the same thing deal we have here. Raising the debt limit I left out that part. On the credit card, the only way maybe you'd have to raise your credit limit to be able to get more money to pay bills, which you're basically not going to have any money to pay that credit card with when the time comes. Same thing here. When, if we increase the debt limit, the debt ceiling, what we basically do is increase the limit on our credit card per se. And that says we can borrow this much more money now to keep things running. All well and good, sounds great, and, you know, hey, the United States will pay its bills. We won't default and everything else. We won't default on many things anyway, folks, but anyway, that's the way they want to make it sound. Anyway, the bottom line is you get the idea. We raise the United States, and I'll use it as a credit card limit, debt ceiling limit, and then we keep borrowing on that. And when we're only getting this much money in to be able to pay the bills, we're paying much more out than we're getting in. And it's, again, we just continue to add to our credit woes, because sooner or later, even the creditors and under even Standards and Poor's is going to realize on the credit rating part of it that we're not going to be able to pay that either. It's going to be difficult. So all of this talk about, well, if they rose the debt ceiling, that would bring our credit rating back up. Well, it may do it for a short period of time, but it's not going to do it forever, because we're going to be right back in the same boat. We owe this much. We take in this much. This is how much of a deficit we have. And then we've been borrowing all this money. So it's even worse, because, you know, all we're paying is the interest. Get real, folks. What would you do in your household if this happened? The common sense people would not continue to borrow money off their credit cards unless it was an absolute emergency and you had no other choice. You basically would say, okay, you know what? We're just going to have to cut spending. Ah, what a novel idea. Cut spending. What things don't you need in your house that you can get rid of? Yeah, we don't really need three cars. You know, we can get along with two. We could sell the car. We could, you know, if we have to, we can turn the car back in if it ever comes down to. Do we really need the premium cable package? You know, you start cutting that down. Do we really need cell phones and a landline? Which ones, you know, can we get rid of? You start deciding which one of those to get rid of. You cut spending. I mean, that's basically the universal language. But what do we do in this country? We're just going to raise the debt ceiling, and that'll take care of everything. And we'll raise people's taxes, so we'll get more income. And in the meantime, you, as the taxpayer who's trying to make two ends meet at your household, have to pay more to the government, which takes more money away from your family. It's going to be tough. There's no doubt about it. But if we raise the debt ceiling, folks, we're just basically saying, hey, we just raised the limit on our credit card. Keep spending. Don't worry about it. We'll figure out how to do it later, how to pay for it. And let's face it, folks, there are people out here who have done that. And they may have had to. I can understand that to some extent. If you got an emergency or something, you may have had to do that. But we know there's people who have done that and then said, boy, what did I do? I put myself in the worst. Cut the spending. That's what we have to do. It's going to be hard. It's going to be tough. It's not going to be easy to do these things, and some programs are going to suffer. There's no doubt about it. But if we don't start doing that now, folks, we're basically doomed. We're doomed to repeat these mistakes. We're doomed to be in debt forever. It's going to take us a long time to get out of this debt as it is. To put more debt onto it we're stuck. We're stuck in a cycle, and we shouldn't be doing this. The credit card limit needs to stay where it is. Don't increase it anymore. And we need to start paying off those credit cards basically and getting rid of that debt. And then we'll be able to do more. Not an easy process. Got to be tough. Going to be tough for the country. Going to be tough for a lot of programs that are just, well, there's a lot of programs out, folks, that just need to be cut in the first place. But this is what we need to do. Cut the spending, just like you or I would do in our family budgets. If we started to, you know, that if we came into a problem where we have limited income and we're starting to spend more than we take in, we have to start figuring, what can we cut? What can we cut that we do not need anymore? That's what we need to do. And that's what this government needs to do. It's simple as that. It's not any more complicated than that. Obviously, there's a lot more areas to cut, and we would have to try to figure out where we could trim it and cut it without hurting, you know, defense and things of that nature. Everyone has to take a cut. So it's just like your family budget, folks, as much as they want to try to make you say, well, it's a lot more complicated than that. Well, really, it's not. Okay, it may be a lot larger than your family budget. There's no doubt about that. And, of course, obviously there's a lot more areas that we'd have to look at to cut. But it's basically the same principle. And this, you know, this government, regardless of who's been in charge of it, has gotten away with this story for a long time, folks, telling us, you know, well, you don't understand. It's a lot more complicated than that, when it really isn't. And you know what? The time has come now to decide that we're going to take action and take ourselves out of this mess. And that's it's not going to be easy, and it's going to take some time, but we're going to have to do it. Or else, you know, in a few more years, we're going to be right back in the same condition that we're in right now. All right, folks, we'll be right back after these messages here on the Talk Show America Show. So don't go away. Return in a moment.
Medcare Diabetic.
Hello, I'm a diabetic with insurance.
Medcare Diabetic is offering diabetics at no cost a multilingual talking, pain-free test meter. Call, qualify, and receive as a bonus a blood pressure monitor absolutely free. If you have Medicare or insurance, Medcare Diabetic may send both your monitors and test supplies directly to your home at no cost. Insulin and syringes are available as well. Copay and deductibles may apply. Call 800-993-0617. That's 800-993-0617.
We hadn't talked, wanted to touch, or felt close in years, but Marriage Fitness turned our marriage around. Thank you so much, Mort.
Counseling was just a weekly blame fest. It drained us emotionally and financially. Marriage Fitness is totally different. This program actually works.
Hello, I'm Mort Fertel, creator of Marriage Fitness, the revolutionary, clinically proven program that will save your marriage. This is not marriage counseling. You won't have to dig into your past or dredge up your problems. Instead, you'll use a step-by-step system of positive relationship habits that will transform your marriage.
My husband wanted out and wouldn't go for help. I started Marriage Fitness alone. Now he wants back in. We're doing the program together.
Subscribe to Mort's free Marriage Fitness email service today at marriage12.com. You'll also receive his free report, 7 Secrets for Fixing Your Marriage, plus 5 free marriage assessments. That's marriage12.com. To turn your marriage around, visit marriage12.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
All right, folks, we're back here on the Talk Show America Show. Welcome back. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We certainly appreciate it very much indeed, folks. And, of course, I want to get to a couple other – we're not going to get to much. I've really taken up a lot of the show with this. That's fine, Dandy. I just wanted to talk about a couple things here, folks, that are going on with the debt limit and why it should be frozen. And again, as I said, we talked about this before I went on the break, and largely because of the fact that we need to we need to get it under control, folks. And you know, I mean, the only way to do this is to freeze it and say we're not allowing you to borrow any higher than this anymore. That's it. We need to cut it right there and then start paying it down. It's something that you would do with your family budget, and I've said that before, and I'll say it again. It really hasn't changed in that realm. Listen, we need to do this. It's going to be painful. It's going to be hard. It's going to be tough on everybody, probably all the way around in the long run. But if we don't do it, folks, all we're doing, as I said, is adding to the balance of the credit card. It keeps going up and up and up. And, you know, I mean, all we keep doing is owing more money to foreign powers. We do not want to have that situation. I mean, we owe, you know, a lot of money to China right now. And just think about it for a minute. China, not the Chinese people, but the Chinese government has been our enemy for the most part for a long time. And yet we're borrowing money for them. And it wasn't only Obama that did this. So I'm not trying to just lay this on Barack Obama. Believe me, everybody has a hand in this that's been president for the last 20-something years anyway. And we need to understand this. This is not something that happened because George Bush came along. This is not something that happened because Barack Obama came along. It's something we've been doing for a while, and it has finally caught up with us. Is basically what has happened. And as a result of this, we have to adjust our budget, so to say, our household budget, to make sure that we do not continue to keep going into spiraling into debt, so we can just go borrow the more money and put more money on basically on the, as I call it, the government credit card, get it from China or from whoever. Sooner or later, folks, a friend of mine said this the other day, and I agree with him. He said that, we always worried about an invasion of this country and people coming in this country and us having to fight, people who have come into this country to try to take it over. He said, we're not going to have to worry about that anymore. The United States of America is going to be taken over with a fire and a shot, because the people that are going to come in and do it are going to come in with the keys and be able to do whatever they want, because they'll own us. Basically, he's not that far from the truth. It really is something to think about. Basically, we'll be owned. All right, folks, that's all the time I have today here on the Talk Show America Show. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen. Have a great day. Stay safe, folks. Catch you next week. We'll be right back.